do you say it? You gotta make
he
it.
He said.
I don't know.
That's how we're gonna start it off. Damn boy.
That's a good way to start.
Boy.
That's a good way to start.
That sounded really white. Of me to say.
Damn boy, he said.
Damn boy, we got Jarrett Taylor in the house, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I'm the Antichrist of women.
Are you
Why?
Though?
Am I?
How?
I don't
Not
know.
A Antichrist.
I feel like I will be the most, the number one guest that you guys have had that is the opposite of women.
Yes.
You think because all the women would listen?
Oh, yeah. They
it's
they,
a weird dichotomy, right? Because you are like the drinking broettes.
Fave.
I guess.
Like you're in
like
the group.
You're their father.
We,
you're their elder brother.
Have we kicked
you're,
it off? Are we
yeah. Yeah, we're off. We're off and running.
This is how we like to start. We just
we're
off
and running, boy.
It's just like,
you know, like, you know, like Ross likes to start with some fucking bit.
Hey.
No. Let's be not.
Are we all yelling?
No, it's
hey,
fine.
We're having a good
to.
Time.
This is the broettes.
Yeah,
this
you know
is
what, the real,
normal things.
We do what the well, fuck we want.
Well, what we like to do is be real, and you are.
Real.
Real.
You're real. You've had a week already. So you walked in here.
I've had a week.
Let's look.
I would say that. Because I'm not trying to be at all like conceited or anything, but I sometimes feel I'm the only one that doesn't bullshit any of you guys.
I think that's true. And here's the thing. So here's what
that's
we will say.
True.
Here's what we have said about you.
I appreciate that sometimes.
Here's what we have said about you. Every person in this group, whether like Matt, Evan, Ross, anyone that comes into the group,
yeah,
they talk about you constantly, right? Good or bad.
Yeah.
What
it's
I think
love,
it
though.
Is, and I kind of. Yeah, because they're obsessed with you. What is it? Like, what is
Everyone
it?
Loves
I think
you,
that's
Jared
what
Taylor.
It is. Is because you're fucking real. And then we wonder, how does he get all these fucking chicks, dude?
Well, you're the celebrity whisperer number one, is what they call you. Which is so funny. He's like,
and I have a theory.
Because like,
on
everyone
too.
Knows, like, Jared knows everyone. Everyone knows Jared. Was that a real text, by the way, between you and Taylor Swift?
Yes, it was.
That message?
Yeah, there's going to be, you'll get follow ons for that. But, like, I'm playing that one.
Oh,
sh-
you should do.
They're playing that one.
He's
safe.
Playing it
playing
close
that one
to
very
the,
cool.
Close to the tux.
Because yeah. I have a goal, and I don't want to. I don't want to
ruin it.
I don't want to relinquish it now. But she knows what it is.
Okay.
Here's
well, you'll tell
the
me off
other
air.
Thing about but, Jared is talk about the long game. I mean, this guy mm-hmm. will start a prank 10 years earlier, and
will
you will
I
be
didn't know this thing.
You will be married to somebody or whatever, and you'll be like.
Got you.
We're divorced. Or
That's
something.
That's a plant.
Surprise.
Found them in Kosovo.
Not your kids. Not your house. Yeah. The long
oh
game.
Oh my gosh.
You're
yes,
the, you're...
I do play a lot of strategy.
That's, I guess. I mean, that's a good thing.
What's the latest one that you've done?
Yeah.
Is there one that you've done recently that you're like you got somebody?
Yeah. I pulled some nonsense recently. I'm trying to think what it is because I do it so
you do
much.
So much of it.
But they
like,
always blend
like,
together.
Because I do it to entertain myself. I
yes.
mean, yesterday is a perfect example. Like, mm-hmm. my flight wasn't until 3, and what did I do on Instagram? I created.
Did you follow this?
What did you do?
I,
no.
I,
it's great.
I created a fake, like, meltdown of a wedding.
You're, like, hiding behind
that was
a bed?
Yeah, that yeah. was happening in a hotel, and this saga. I got well over 1,000 messages yesterday of people that were like, I'm waiting for what
like,
happens
thinking
next.
Thinking it was real?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was giving explicit details. Like
videos out the window. Like yeah. he was in the lobby of the hotel. He's like
I'm
hiding under his bed.
Like there's fighting going on. There's a fire. Mm. They're following me.
Oh, my God.
I had to go to a Chili's and order, you know, margaritas and
for
then leave
second,
them there. Yeah.
I believed it only
because
it's
you?
Jared, right? For a second.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm
because
dumb.
Because he just gets
and
in everything.
Secondly, well, if it's going to happen to anyone.
It's
gonna
happen
to Jared, right?
Yeah.
And because he's open to it. I think that's why you get all these good stories is you're open to whatever. You'll say yes to
sure.
Anything, I'll go.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll go to the fucking thing. Yeah, I'll stay an extra day. Yeah, I'll fuck her. You know what I mean? Like and you get all this stuff, right?
That last one's the favorite.
He's yes man.
He's like, yeah, I'll do that.
He's the yes man.
I mean,
man.
I'll try.
For sure.
You know, I try it. Any, I try not to, you know, discriminate or.
No, I'm just, yeah.
Like, it's just.
Can that
you
be your.
I
try to be the same way.
Can that be your motto?
Well,
yeah, I'll try it.
I'll try.
Try it.
You know, I don't know. I've had the last month has been very, very negative.
What do you mean?
I've had a lot of weird firsts that have happened. I got ditched on New Year's.
You really
did?
Have
because.
Had a lot. Yeah.
Because,
wait,
and I quote. you're too popular on Instagram.
What the fuck? That's really a reason.
And I was like, I mean, I'm sorry, but we've had these plans for a week. Like,
wait, you serious?
I kept New Year's open. Like, it wasn't like I had a shortage of invitations for New Year's.
Jared Taylor.
How did they not know that you had an Instagram before?
No, they did know that. And I had gone out a few times.
So was it just an epiphany that all of a sudden it hit them? Like, oh my God, he's too popular. I
don't know.
Did you inquire further? Like,
yes. I mean,
why? That's weird.
You guys can speak to this. I think she was, you know, we had been out a few times. I think she was starting to crest the fall, and then just, you know, got scared that I'm not going to be able to tame this one. You know,
I think if you go through,
you could have any, like, I get this a lot.
You can have any girl.
You could have any girl you want. Why are you talking to me? I'm like, well, because you're the one I want right now.
Well, isn't that crazy? But you know what happens though too?
My fork in the
road.
But you
do say
this is the one I want.
No, people get scared though.
Well, I have to. Because if you're just going to that's a flea for me. Like,
yeah.
If it starts like that, and that's another thing, you know, that I end all of my relationships. I end them when...
Do you purposely do that because you want to have the upper hand?
No, not at all.
Or like, because you want to end it
no,
first?
No, because I know when the slope happens, and I know that it only gets worse from there. So I know very specific things, and I've had very specific reasons, you know, that were just things that I just know, okay, this isn't going to be, you know... good anymore. And that stems
from the downward spiral.
You know, people that don't get along with my ex-wife, like, I'm sorry, but you can never make that work.
Uh-huh.
I have to be around her and the kids for the next 14 years.
Yeah.
So if three weeks into us hanging out and you're already causing issues or something like that, you go away. And that's what a lot of people, you know, and I'm very, very open about this on the first date.
Yeah.
Our circle is small. If you come in and cause any sort of friction between any of these people or any of this, you go away, not us. Like, I mean,
that's good. Even it's
KGB.
You have those.
Case in point, KGB. Bye bye.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to.
I've known Jared for what is it now? Like 6 years? Do you think?
Yeah.
Those are your deal breakers. That's a
and
good
so
thing.
So I
have.
Know, but I know now. I know him well enough now that like I can feel the exact moment.
Oh,
when
you
he's
know
like,
when I shut it.
When he goes, like he'll be so into someone, and he gives you a fair shake.
I do.
Well, you
I
can
mean,
tell
he will
on social media too
in.
When you're into them, and you
he'll
can also tell
in.
Too when you're not into them anymore.
But then I
just
know the
media.
Exact moment, and it's usually something with the ex-wife.
No,
which is,
no,
I
not
actually,
usually.
Not usually, yeah. But as,
that's only
I do
happened
know
a couple
that.
Times. And
one time it was like she smelled like soup or something. It's something very.
What the fuck?
It's very simple.
No, I've never done petty.
I'm joking. I'm
joking. No, I think the ex-wife is a big one, and I think that's
fundamental
important.
Things. Like I'm a fucking super. Super, super stickler on just principles because I'm like, and you guys can attest to this, and give me feedback.
No,
I don't change.
No,
I'm the most consistent, flat-rated person. Mm-hmm. If I tell you I'm going to be somewhere at a time, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I don't like make up reasons why or cancel. Like, you know, how many times have I gutted it down and swallowed it and flown halfway across the country for somebody that we just. On a whim, you know, promised when we're hammered. We'll do that for you.
He's
like,
hungover.
Okay,
we're all sleeping. He's hungover as shit, and we get a picture of him in a van like, I'm here, guys.
I got it. Yeah.
But people love that, and they respect that, too. And they're like, dude, this guy really followed through.
But the consistency thing, I mean, that's the biggest hurdle I've had in women is
I can't
handle inconsistent. Like, and I get it.
You
like,
can't
you
handle
guys,
them being inconsistent?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Like, set the standard the first month. If you waver from that, then I start going, okay, what either A, you put on a show to fucking to grab me in.
So this is not who you really are.
Yeah, exactly. Or B, you're doing something else that's gonna piss me off.
Well, you know what too? You just said you're consistent. You are who you are. I will say a lot of women I feel like go into relationships hoping to change the person. Right?
They do.
Women love to change
but
people. They
everybody
think,
does that. And that's a,
true.
It's a really dumb courting dance because a majority of people roll in flexing and shifting their who they are.
Sure.
And it's funny, and I'll give you this philosophy that I've had with military specifically. Mm-hmm. As you think about us in the military, we're thrown into these smaller cities and communities that have this military base in there. For men, you've already have a completely unbalanced women to men ratio in a military town, specifically like Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
So you've got well over 100,000 special forces and paratroopers in town that are men. Your women population is either grown up there or left there.
Correct.
You know, already have been married to a soldier before, but you're also dove into a culture that is married and has children. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the military is married. It's not a single person's culture at all.
No.
So now as a single guy, when you show up, you're rushing to be part of the club, because as the single guy, you're not getting invited to the team, to the team's, you know, parties and things like that.
That's
because
so true,
you're
though.
The single guy. So now you're in this race. Yeah. The first person that goes on a second, third date with you, you're like, it's mediocre enough. Fuck it.
That's
this
how
is
we'll
it.
Do it. We can do
like,
it.
And you just settle and cave. You move in too fast. And this is another very,
lot, yeah,
very
in the military.
Philosophy piece that I have on people that move in quickly is you're in a crucial development stage when you meet somebody in the first 9 months. And if you move in together in that stage, especially if you're over 30, you've already been set in your ways of living. And it doesn't mean that either of you are right and wrong. It's just, it's your ways. And I'll give this example is like the kitchen or dishes. Like maybe your way of living is every evening before you go to bed, you do all the dishes, you clean everything, you put it away, and the kitchen's done. And that's just the way you live. But maybe I do it once a week. Every Friday, I make sure the kitchen's spotless, and that's like kind of my thing. Now, neither one of us is right. It's just our way. But when we move in together within the first few months, we start getting angry at these things that aren't necessarily right or wrong, but it starts creating animosity. And you're creating animosity during your development into a relationship. And that's where you just fucking start failing.
Sure.
Quickly.
Well, that's where it goes downhill.
Yes. But because you're picking at these things that aren't necessarily fundamental
really
issues
shouldn't.
Between two people being in a relationship.
This is stuff you can work out.
Yes.
You can talk about later on. Hey, let's figure out a fucking schedule.
During that, and had you waited... Mm-hmm. You waited a year, 2 years before you cohabitate together. It becomes more of a conversation, mm-hmm. more of a, hey, do you mind if we flex to this, rather than, oh, that's what you do. Now I'm gonna ignore it, but I'm gonna be mad at you about it.
Sure, and then it's going to explode later on into something else.
Yes, you're just gonna start piling those things on.
I call it like the resentment tree, and it just sort of
it grows.
It
just keeps going. Yes.
In the middle of your house, and then all of a sudden it just fucking breaks it apart. And it started. You're right. With like dishes, and then
clothes,
dishes move to
bathroom,
like like
other
like
things.
How often it's just, you go out, who you hang out, and then it
then
like
all of a
grows.
Sudden it piles up to where it's everything, where you feel like you can't do anything right.
Yeah, it is, because
like,
I had a girlfriend when I lived in Florida that like every evening at about 6 o'clock, and even then I'm working until 5 or 6 o'clock at night. I come home, she's I'm gonna go grab a drink with friends like as soon as I get home, and it's like it trained me after months of that like. I my body fucking cringes when somebody says, "Oh, you want to grab a drink?"
Because you're
I'm just like
really?
Yeah, because I flash back to 7 nights a week hearing
of
that
grab
come
every
out,
night,
yeah,
drink.
Hearing that come out of her mouth and just being like,
"Yeah,
you can't just fucking hang it up for an evening."
Yeah,
like, you can't just not.
Like I literally
fucking,
just got home.
Do you feel like though? And I've said this on, you were on Ross Patterson Revolution, and it was basically just you, me talking about relationships the whole time. And Ross was like trying to come in.
Fat mouth his way into it.
Yeah, get over
here.
Shut
up. We basically just like, we're doing a show. Thank you, Ross.
But I said that, what did we say? Oh my gosh. We were talking about relationships.
I can't remember. I mean, that was where we started breaking the surface. And I think this one is where we'll really
do you bring that into a relationship? So like I said to you, it's like it's this putting together of people is so hard because you're bringing, like, for example, that trigger warning of grab a drink into your next relationship.
Oh, so if a girl says
do you mean? Or do you kind of let that go and now
something like that. I mean, I don't have very many of those, like that's just one of those ones that really dives into me because
right.
it just it it makes me sick to hear. Because also seeing somebody that just would get hammered 7 days a week
and didn't want to spend time with you.
Like it was just, so if it was just someone, gross. It's like, you know.
Do you feel though, like if you're with someone and they kind of get drunk one night, does that bring back?
No. Okay. Not at all.
So you kind of like, you let that go.
I hate bad girl drunks. Right. Like that's my,
what if it's just one night?
Like, no, one night's fine.
What if they just make you pizza and then go to sleep? Yeah, is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so you're not Xing these girls out like one weekend. The girl's like,
you know, I give everybody like so many chances.
He does.
I let everybody live their life the way they want to live. And I will make an attempt to see if I can align myself with it. Because I always think of it as like an on-ramp, like, yes, you do have to, and both of you did it right. You know, when you both went into your relationships that you're in now, you were at that time in your life where you both were going the same speed as you got on the freeway, and it worked because you were on you were going the same speed.
We talked Jared the
I know. Who knew? It's so funny. My God, Chris and I have talked about this before.
Like, okay,
right?
I get it now. Yeah.
But him and I talked about it in our past. So if him and I met in different points of our life, it never would have fucking worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were on that same path.
Different speeds.
Yeah.
And
now
it
worked.
It would have been a quick, like.
Did you make that
weekend
up?
What? Yeah.
It's fucking Gandhi over here,
write
folks.
A book.
Is it your book?
Everybody. I'm definitely changing it. I talked to Kristen the other day, who's my writer with me. I've grown up with her, and that's you guys got to have her on the show because she's known
love
me
to.
Since we were 8 years old. And
oh my God. Well,
if you read the first half of the book, because the first half of the book, Fishing with Nets, was all
great
about
name,
just,
by the way.
Just plenty of fish in Florida. I went on hundreds of dates and I kept 20 of the best stories. But now, and the style, though, is Kristen interrupts me. So as it's going through the story, you're interrupted by a female. So it's not like I hope they serve beer and heroin. What every chapter is about how awesome I was and oh, I got to bang five chicks in
great.
A day. No, you're interrupted by a girl that's known me almost my whole life that goes, you fucking disgusting idiot. Like, what the fuck were you doing? Like, and she's like berating me in the book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jared, we need to have a segment of like pearls of
wisdom of
relationship. Well, I told you guys.
Call it something else.
Let's just be real.
We
though.
Spoke last week. Is I want both of you to call me once a week, and I'll give you updates on because,
I
like I said, the last
this,
few weeks have been bananas. Like, I've got ditched on New Year's for Instagram. I got ditched for another date in Salt Lake because the girl came back and said, "You're way too wild on the internet."
Like, wait, so it's another internet thing now.
Another like people are searching me now.
If they can't handle it,
wait,
they're never going to be able to.
Because
no, that's good.
Obviously, like you're not wasting my time. Like, okay, you can't handle this. Like,
moving on.
And that's
are you
really
seeing this more and more across the board. Like,
this is new. This is new. But this is also me. If you know my history in the last like 4 years, I go to very different spectrums. I've gone from somebody that's completely anti-internet, anti-social media.
You did 4 years ago? That was you?
This was a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, who did
and
not...
And he may do it again. Who
did
knows?
Not understand social media, wanted nothing to do with it, did not live through a phone.
Sure.
That did not work because she really didn't understand what we did, you know, for a living. And, like, that was... And also, she hated the attention.
Okay.
So getting approached in public places and stuff like that,
you gotta be
she
used to
really
that.
Hated that. And that actually started to like drag on me as like anxiety, where when I see somebody,
you're like,
make
don't
eye
come
contact
over.
With me, I'm like, you're about to ruin my whole
and this whole
evening.
Community.
Oh,
like, yeah.
But
so,
this whole
so,
community is being able to come up
so
to you
then,
and talk to you.
Yes. Like. Going to the opposite end of the spectrum into somebody that was very, very popular, thinking that would work, and that didn't work. And then
do I know her?
Going back,
was it just competitive? Is that why?
No,
or
not
it just...
at all. It wasn't competitive. I mean,
no,
that didn't end because of the popularity.
No,
that ended
okay.
for other reasons
okay.
that just didn't jive. Like,
you
know,
for that one, I'm not going to say who it was, but like, I think you are very real online, and for
they
the most part, people that are either YouTube or Instagram personalities. They aren't
they're
actually
character.
Themselves.
Yeah, they write and they create. Like,
yeah, and that can be
when you are actually hanging out with the person, it could be very off-putting. When
sure,
you're like,
I can see that. Like,
are you
why
doing a thing with me? Is this you?
Yeah,
like, what
is this really
it?
You, or is this your internet personality?
And I will say with Jared, you that's what you get. Like, whatever you see on Instagram when you meet him, that's how he is.
But I think that's why so many people love you. But it's because of that.
I'm very honest in the beginning too, just because there's hundreds of hours of this mm-hmm. on the internet. So it's like,
yeah, you can't,
well,
yeah,
you can't hide
can't,
it.
I can't, like, I can't sit down in this nice chat yeah, with a nice girl and be like, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm the nicest person on in the
They're
world.
Gonna be like,
and then
bitch.
She goes, and I mean, I've had that. My father
I
sent me a link
up.
Of you talking about fucking a dog that turned him
yes,
to
yes.
a girl.
What?
Like, and I'm like, oh.
Yes. Because I've edited
okay.
them. For
I've had,
a while.
Yes, I've had people that yeah. say, you are bad for my reputation. And I'm like, eh, whatever.
For my know. Brand.
I'm bad
oh
for
Oh my
you.
God. Well,
yeah,
fuck
I
your
don't
brand.
Care.
Okay.
Like, it's like, okay, then don't be.
But
with
at least,
me.
Hey, at least one thing that you can get is you'll see what you see is what you get on the internet.
Recently.
So you can kind of be like, you know what? I think I might like this Jared Taylor guy because I'm really liking what I see so far. And that's a good little glimpse into whether the girl should go for you or not. Like, I would love if there was a preview of someone before I would date.
Yeah.
And I can see like a little trailer
I mean,
of them.
I think I should make, I've thought about making a trailer.
I
it's
think
just like, here you go.
There
of
should
you?
Be trailers.
Yeah.
No, but oh I think gosh, there should be like dating trailers for everyone. Whether it's
like
friends.
How they used to do dating videos
well,
back
no, no,
in the
I
day,
would
right?
Make it, I'm going to make it like a mini documentary. That's
yeah,
just like,
do it.
Here's, I already have some of it shot because Hinge does allow you to upload videos.
It does?
Yeah, but it's 6 videos, 30 seconds a piece. So it was a
three-bit part
that,
yeah.
I was doing, and I interviewed Alex and things like that. So you have like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your
and
ex?
She's, yeah, she's like, I'm his third ex-wife. Just so you know, he lives with his second one. Like, yeah. like
so good,
it's
but
so funny.
It's all out there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, then,
fuck it.
Like, girls are like, you know what? I'm still gonna pursue this shit.
Yeah,
it's fine. And I feel like you weed out so many more people doing that.
But people don't look at it like that.
Oh,
you
they
know,
don't.
Instead, yeah. Well, yeah, because you have a lot of people inside Drinking Bros Singles and stuff like that are like, oh, you just shell through them. I'm like. Yeah, but this is all interviews. And if
sure.
I get done with the interview quickly, like,
yeah,
I just
that's
know.
That's what dating
like,
is. It's a whole interview process.
You don't have to say any names, but is there one that kind of like got away or one that you still think about? No names. I just want to know if you have one.
Yes, but also,
I
too,
mean,
I'm very,
I kinda,
yeah.
No
Tiffany,
one.
Tiffany knows.
Really?
Yes.
Off air, you'll tell me.
She's.
Or but.
Okay.
I will preface, like, you have to, again, be real with yourself, mm-hmm. and you have to sometimes play it out that are you feeling that way because it didn't happen and you've created the perfect character
Correct.
In your mind
yeah.
that you think would work,
yeah.
or
yeah.
was it real? But, you know, if we didn't go down the gauntlet to really put a test to it, then I can't truly say
True.
That one got away.
Okay.
Because
no,
really,
so
I don't.
So right.
I don't regret
right.
any relationship that I've ended because it ended at the right time. You know, Caitlin and I have become like we were. We both realized, like, man, we were friends for a year before we started dating, and when I guess we started dating, we just didn't. It was an accident,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Because that's what you always said to me when you guys. When I first
and
met you, it was
like,
just like we were friends first. Like we were best friends.
I
used to tell her about
zero friction living together.
Awesome.
With two kids upstairs and me downstairs.
Good for you.
I
guys.
Have not had a single fight with her once
yeah.
in the house. Like, there,
well, when I saw you
so
guys
it's
together.
Like, you look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah.
It's like, how the fuck do you live with a female and you're not fighting with them?
Yeah.
yeah.
And you're not even touching them.
yeah.
But it works for you guys. And
it
I
works.
Think that's amazing.
That's insane.
That entire thing. I remember when I met her the first time and like, you know, she was just talking about your guys' past history and everything, right?
Yeah,
she was just
oh, she'll tell
she's
you.
Funny
also,
as fuck.
She's
like,
also
you.
Just
and
as
I've,
real as you.
I have brought her downstairs on a date
yeah.
and let her walk. I sat on the couch while she walked them through our entire
sure thing. Well, and that's one thing I love about her
not,
too
dude.
Is
the
she's
most...
just as real yeah. as you. She doesn't fucking sugarcoat
she doesn't
shit.
Lie like... and she doesn't drink either, so like
oh,
she's
know.
Got
yeah
she's never drank she's
yeah.
only been drunk twice in her life, like
isn't that
what?
Crazy
so You've got,
no wonder she's,
you've got someone
she's got
that, that yeah. remembers every.
Oh, everything. If we were to call her up right
oh
now,
my gosh,
cat puke or President's Day, or like give her these like words, she would be like, oh, I'm like
totally
tell us the whole
the
story.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, and then she'll tell you a better version than you remember. You oh, drunk yeah. idiots were fucking pounding on the goddamn door, and I had to do
it.
This. And
you know what though, I admire that you guys are so chill with one another, live together, and do everything. I don't know if you guys do it just for the kids, but I those kids now have a mom and a dad.
Yes,
that yeah.
they don't,
and they see a beautiful relationship, and they also see too that you don't have to be married, that you can still be amicable, you can still be fine with each other.
Well, they were too young. Charlotte doesn't know. Like Charlotte sure. has even asked, like she's asked Caitlin, "Have you ever kissed Daddy?"
Oh,
Caitlin's
oh
like,
my gosh,
no,
oh, no,
so, I love that.
So like,
not
yeah,
really.
Those yeah. two. I don't know. I mean, honestly, their world has to be really weird because, you know, they watch rock stars on the TV and then they're
sitting
in the house
right next
for singing on the guitar, the songs that they're watching
yeah.
on TV.
Like, it's going to be awesome, though.
And that's the thing is, you know, we've been approached by Charlotte's teachers about, you know, that she's a liar. You know, she tells a lot of stories.
Oh, you're like, no.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, what story? She's like, well, she told everybody she flew a helicopter. I pulled a picture up. I'm like, yeah, she has.
Oh my
well,
gosh.
Well, she told everybody that she, you know, sang at a rock concert.
Yeah, she
yeah,
has.
Yeah, she has a few times.
This teacher's
what else did she tell you?
This teacher's like, this child has done more in her life than I have my entire life.
I love it.
Your teacher's jealous of your daughter. No, but I love the way you guys do make it work, though. You know, like.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of things wrong with American relationship culture. I think we've fallen way too deep into this possession kind of
what do you
feeling.
Mean
people think that you get in a relationship
and
you own them
yeah mm.
rather than a mindset that I'm getting in a relationship with you to add value to my life with something that I can't with a void that I can't fill with myself or my friends that I have.
But you're yeah. also getting into a relationship with a real person with real
exactly.
Everything.
And you have to understand
and
that.
Everything.
You also have to understand that what you think is the cookie cutter or best version of a relationship was taught to you. It
yeah.
was it wasn't you learning it on your own. It was
forced upon you.
You were indoctrinated
and
into it.
And you're just
it.
Trying to
I
fit
mean,
into
you
that.
You even look at the jewelry industry and
oh
you know in
God.
The early
yeah.
1920s
divorce
they
lawyers.
Were the ones
yeah.
that introduced the engagement ring
yeah.
for money.
Yeah.
So it's like and all these things have become such a very entitlement thing where it's oh you better
mm-hmm.
get me a good ring. It's like
the bigger,
why? That
the
was,
better.
That was created. That was manufactured for other people to make money. Why are you putting in and investing so
yeah.
much importance into it? Why? Because your friends? Because
society?
Because the internet? Because you are all indoctrinated into this.
Yeah.
So it's like too many couples out there use children as leverage in a breakup.
I
that is disgusting to me. Like never once. I don't care. Like
I've seen that firsthand.
Like, oh,
exactly.
I've seen it so many times.
You
like,
guys didn't.
Not at
for
all.
Sure.
No. And that's the thing is like, you can do this. And others out there be like, no, not my ex. Yeah. Well, have you ever tried?
Yeah.
Like, and even then, like again, you have to take 3 steps back and say, are you doing this for them or yourself?
Yes.
Are you trying to inflict pain
yep.
upon somebody else because you feel you deserve revenge,
mm-hmm.
which, and that's another thing, this feeling of I need to get revenge when
I
a
know.
Relationship is
because
over.
Because
you like,
did something
yeah.
so
oh,
horrible as
you
end
cheated
the relationship.
Or you broke
karma's
up with me.
Bitch.
I
like,
deserve, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I deserve revenge. No.
No.
No, you don't. You don't deserve shit. You deserve to just shut up.
Well, you know what, too? At the end of the day, no, they do.
And move,
the,
and
yeah.
move along.
Move on.
Stop
well,
wasting
yeah.
your energy because even if you get the best revenge, if you get to push a button and nobody saw you push the button and they lose their legs, do you
feel
better? Does your is your life
yeah,
now
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
complete?
Was them like yeah. willing to get out of a relationship warranted that
and you're
kind of
fucking
shit.
Your kids up?
Yeah.
Well, that's the biggest thing that drives me insane is that at the end of the day, they're really fucking their kids
yes.
over. They might be like, oh, I'm doing it for myself because I need I need to know it's over. I need to know that he's suffering, like he made me suffer in the relationship, and the kids
You've
are the one at the end of the day that are feeling it
a
all.
Disgusting cycle. Because now these kids grow up
no,
with
I know.
This, with planted hatred or animosity that they had no
yeah.
say in whether or not they were allowed to make their own decisions.
I know. And with the amount of divorce now, I think the best thing you can do for kids is show them how to do it well.
Yes.
Because it might happen. Like, that's just fucking how it goes, right? Like, most of the time
it will.
It will. Yeah, it will.
So the best thing I am going to teach my two girls, like, do not think that you have to get married. You don't have to. This was all made up horseshit.
Oh, and by the way, if you get pregnant, well, calm down. Here's the thing. If you get pregnant too, do not think that you have to marry them. I hate when people do that all the time, is that it's like, oh, you know, I got pregnant. I think we need to work this out now and get married. I've seen so many relationships end horribly because of that.
Yeah,
you don't have to get married.
You're already in a bad situation. Yeah. You think this is going to make it
worse?
Better?
Yeah. Sometimes it works out for people. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm just saying that shouldn't be like your number one thing. Like, oh, let's get married. It should be like, hey, let's figure this out. And if we do happen to have a really good relationship together, then yeah, let's go ahead and
don't
do
it. That's my biggest plug in inside the groups every time I see the posts about using kids as leverage, or they're going to do this.
Yeah, we can talk about that. A lot of people ask about how much you're in the drinking broettes group. Like, you are an admin.
Which is really funny is I told them 2 weeks ago, I was
like,
hey,
stop tagging me and shit.
Yeah.
You guys keep tripping the algorithm. You're putting more of your posts
in
my
feed. So he's not trying to.
I generally won't see this stuff but once a month. But now,
but if you keep
tagging then there's like a sea of women that are like, but we want your input. Why?
I know.
Like,
but that's why
there's
here.
A few who were like, why is there a guy in this group? I'm going to freak out and be a Karen. And then everyone else was like, no, it's fine. Like,
yeah, it's cool because you know that he's not looking at all your posts.
No,
I promise. If you
I never type the group in to go like, oh, let me check out what's going on in Broettes. No, it's when something populates, or there's a, you know, there's been a few nasty fights and a couple couple
that
things
had to
go on in there, but a lot of it, you know.
Yeah.
Just be more real.
So here's a little piece of Jared advice that I would want. So you say there's I know there's probably the biggest thing that if a girl does it, you're super into her. You're posting all over Instagram. You like her. What's the biggest thing that you would be like?
Oh, no.
And inconsistency, I get that.
Yeah.
But like, what is like one thing that you can remember that you were just like, bye.
Not jiving with the group.
Yeah, like, so your friends
going
and your
in,
business.
Yeah, there's been quite a few that like have, you know, tried to be cool and treated Matt like shit out the gate because they thought like they were counterculture. Like if they didn't, if they weren't nice to him, like that, you know, they think like, oh, well, I'm going to be a badass and I'm just going to be rude to him.
Yeah,
like,
they thought being rude would make him be like, oh, they're cool because everyone else likes.
No.
Don't make him think. Oh,
yeah,
a
it's
lot
like,
of people
no.
That.
Oh, by the way, we're in his house, you dumb shit. Like, like we're, this is a different setting.
That makes
sense. It's not us out an event and you're meeting, you know, it's just, not jiving.
So not jiving.
Not jiving at all. Whereas recently, you know, when we went to LA, I had someone out with me there that like, that was the first time anybody has ever come into the group close, because we were all in an Airbnb together and got along amazing with everybody.
What about that? Well, what happened to that one? Were you sticking on?
No. I mean, she's a very free spirit.
Oh, okay.
She has her own things that she's doing. Yeah. And I even told her the last day we were together, because she's very popular on the internet. So you would actually know exactly who she is.
Okay.
What? Would I?
Possibly. She would know because...
she military?
She's a jumper.
Okay.
Did I meet her?
I can't remember.
Jared, you know I have to meet her,
I
too.
I can't remember.
You can't say jive with the group. And then I don't meet her.
I'm just
saying. Oh, this is another. Sorry, this is something me and Jared like to do in public. We like to get in real life fights.
Mom, Dad,
we haven't done it for Tiffany yet.
Sorry.
I know. We have.
Yeah, this week.
We need to go back to our Ridge spot, our OG spot.
We go back to Hooters.
I need to go back to Hooters. All we're going to do is in Hooters? This is going to be fun.
So we like to like go to the bar.
And start a married couple fight. And like throw out the worst dirt.
Oh my
God. The worst dirt.
Good. I can be a good actress too in this. I'm just going to be so
actually,
surprised.
I've got a really good skit I'll tell you after this that I think we should film while we're here, because it'll be phenomenal.
Okay, perfect. So she got along with everyone.
Yeah, she got along great. But you know, she's got her own things going. She has a lot of plans, like lives out on the East Coast. And I told her that the last morning, she was like, I had a good time. What do you think? I was like, I mean, I definitely like this, but I would be a fool to think that
this would that
I'm just going to be like, hey, uplift everything that you do.
Okay.
Come live with me. And we're going to like, no, that's dumb. That's having unreal expectations. You know, why not just, we had a really good time this time. When we both have time again, we'll do it again and we'll just keep that up. And maybe someday down the road.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
And she's cool with whatever you're doing. You're cool with whatever she's doing.
Yeah. Well, that
ends
something.
So
but yeah,
it's fucking mature to me. This is kind of like a newer thing, but like just to be, I don't know.
It is.
You have
people in your life.
Think
about this though, and this becomes very, very crazy. It is when you assess 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 1980 to 1989,
right?
Dating in that realm, you meet somebody through mutual friends, through personal ads, through anything, however you meet them. You go out with them. You have one way to contact them, and that is a house phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You call them in that time period, and they're not home. Your psychology accepts that as being okay.
Yep.
Oh, well, they just weren't home. That's fine. Yeah. I left a message on the machine. They'll get back to me.
They'll get back to me?
Yeah.
Whenever they get it.
Fast forward now.
No.
You tell somebody, oh, I'm busy tonight or I don't want to do anything tonight. Then they see you on your Instagram story with a different group of friends. Now they're angry at you. Do they have a right to be angry with you? No, you had other plans. Like you're
but
doing,
now they can see it.
Yeah, but now they have, now you have this form of you feel slighted.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't respond to your text, you know, in 10 minutes or
an
hour.
Or they could have forgotten.
So
I got caught.
You feel slighted.
Yes. I used to get caught all the time when I first got onto Instagram because I still lived in the world of, I could tell you that my kid's sick.
Yeah.
And you'll just believe that. And then
and
or whatever
do what
it may
I
be,
want.
Like back in the
but
day.
Was your kid really sick?
Be like,
or
oh,
is it just because you didn't
want
to talk?
No,
I'm busy.
This is back before kids, right? So like, oh, I'm sick or I don't feel like it or like, oh, my mom's making me blah, 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 right? So I'm still in that mindset of like,
this leads,
I can tell you and then I can do whatever I want to or something can come up or whatever. And I don't owe you an explanation just because you asked me to go out.
Sure.
So on Instagram, I would get caught in the beginning all the time because I'm like, oh, yeah. They can see that I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought you said you weren't going out. So this leads to another kind of thing, a social normalcy now that I have both sides of the feelings on, and that's ghosting.
Okay.
So ghosting, I believe it's created because I've seen both sides, both men and women, like. They refuse now to handle rejection or just move on.
That's true.
They have to fight it.
Closure so much.
Or they don't, but that's not closure. They just
the women that have sent me a message, hey, I actually, you know, went out with somebody else and I'm really feeling this, so I think I'm going to feel this out, so I think we should stop talking. My response has always been, that's awesome. I'm really happy for you. Good luck. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, you got my number. They go, literally, every one of them are in shock. Are you serious?
I'm in shock right now.
You're not mad?
What? Like, I can do whatever I want with my life?
Why would I be mad? Like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If it happened to me, I would tell
but
you the same thing.
Why would you want them to waste time with you,
exactly.
right? When they're feeling someone else or
trying
drag
to
you
hold on
yes,
to people.
But it's like, people want to fight now.
No.
Like, why? What do you mean? Wait, but I didn't get a chance. But I didn't get this. Or you didn't give me this. You didn't give me this. And now, so now it's forced people's hand now. To just fucking turn it off, which that sucks for me because I've never been that person to fuck with somebody when they didn't feel it. And I've had a few people in the last couple of months go completely black. And I'm just kind of like, hey, you didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You could
just tell me.
Like, am I wasting my time after that? Like, after that second day of, hey, good morning. And you've ignored me. Like, just come out and say it. But
I also
respect them.
Yeah.
Like, because
can you blame them though? Because
that's
they
what
are
I mean.
Conditioned.
I do
at this
respect
point,
their time that they think that they're going to deal with
gonna,
an explosion.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're robbing somebody's time for half a day sometimes. Like,
oh yeah,
just
going
saying,
back and forth.
Hey, I'm good. I've had a girl take up like a day and a half of my time of like, hey, I don't want to read the fucking 60 things you just wrote me.
I've been there.
I just don't want to read it. Like,
I've been there when girls have ruined like entire evenings of all of us hanging out, and they haven't even been there.
Yeah,
And they have really
through a text message
through the phone because he's like, I've seen like, people ruin a whole evening.
I shut down. Like I'm like
sure.
Oh, you mean because people are trying to end it?
No,
you're trying to end it?
No, just trying to fight.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and they're trying to be like, why? What's wrong? What did I do?
Yeah, they want to keep going rather than just accept what you said and respect it. It's like, so like I said, I see both sides of the ghosting thing, but it still does.
Sure.
It chirps me a little bit because I'm just like, just tell me if I'm fucking wasting.
But what it boils down to is time. That's the thing. Like, why does someone want to waste their time with someone who doesn't mean anything anymore or doesn't want to be with them? Like, but why?
Somebody shows up on our first, like somebody showed up on a first date the other day, and, like the first thing out of her mouth. Do you bring all your whores here?
And I'm
just trying to be fucking cool.
That's not being cool.
I don't have time for
this
right
insecure.
Now. I don't know you enough to like
go
find
into this
that
whole fucking
funny
thing.
If you're trying to be
funny, insecurities.
Or you're trying to be fucking this is just
exactly.
Like, you know, because you guys fucked me up. You fucked up a date for me.
How? Oh yeah, can we hear about this?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What did we do?
Yeah. Well, I haven't listened to it yet, so I still don't know what you
but
said.
We didn't say anything bad.
We actually don't say anything bad to
I
you.
Know.
We joke.
I have a theory.
We fucking love you.
I have a theory, which I'll talk about on this show, on why you're attractive. And yes, you are. There, I said it.
But wow.
Is that surprising?
You think
it shouldn't
Jared
be surprising?
Taylor is sexy.
I think he's attractive, and I'll tell you why.
Let's
it's a whole
it.
Theory. It's an imprinting thing. So in the 90s, I got imprinted upon.
So you're saying he's been in your life long enough, you just got used to him?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, he's just grown on you.
People just grow on you, and then you find him attractive.
It's like fuck.
So, in the 90s, was it 90s, late 90s, maybe early 2000s? There were these groups that came out, these bands like Limp Bizkit, where they were trying to tell us that type of frontman. Do you remember there was like a couple of bands like this?
Yeah, Sugar Ray.
Oh, yeah, he was like. Yeah, Sugar Ray, this type of like kind of dude like you are. And
I'm like Sugar Ray.
Not like
I mean,
Sugar
he's
Ray.
A little,
no.
What are you trying to say? I mean, he's like
maybe
the biscuit?
Fred Durst.
Like
a
Fred
bit.
Durst?
Yeah. Less whiny.
Yeah, not whiny, just like your demeanor. It's very. I'm
bare
like,
naked
are,
ladies.
Like,
I'm just myself.
Stop it.
Rough and tough.
Now you're just being rude to yourself. No, but like.
I mean, he's a little heavier set singer.
So you're looking just
Everlast.
Physical.
Remember Everlast?
Yes, Everlast.
Like
yeah.
that yeah. kind of
every
vibe.
Song's the same.
Bow,
now,
like,
now, now, now,
like
now,
the
now.
Beard.
Down.
There's someone
they,
that I think.
Like, I have this food allergy. I have this. I can't.
Oh, no, no, no,
I can't go here. I can't go there. I got to check this. I'm like, all
that's
right,
what
I'm
saying.
Done. I don't want to concern myself with
too
those,
much upkeep.
Those things. Yeah, it's too much. For
well,
me.
And the thing is, too, is even nowadays, like I find personality for me, just like I think I posted it on my Instagram. I was like, I'm in love with Post Malone. And so many girls were like, ew, that's disgusting. And it's like, it's not.
He doesn't
I mean,
care.
Yeah,
he
like
care what you
he
think,
doesn't
and
care.
I love it.
And
I think that's part
he,
of
me,
it.
To me, he's sexy and he's super nice and it's his personality. He's great and he's fun. Like, that's what I love about him, you know?
So, Jared, it's kind of your confidence. Do you feel like when you see a girl, what is the first thought? Yeah, I could definitely get her. Or you're like, do you have that kind of confidence?
I don't know.
Like, do you ever think like there's no way?
No, I've never thought that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've shot for pretty much anybody. I don't care. I mean, I know I can make.
I mean, when you look at your past history,
you know
you're
get
of the women. They're
and
all
that's
very
part
attractive.
Of it. It's a vicious cycle. You
that's
know you
another
can
thing,
em.
Though. People fucking hold that against me so
Why?
Much. They're like, I've seen your exes. I'm nothing like them. I'm like, you're already ruining this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just
it's
shut up.
It's insecurity.
But they're exes.
Yes.
So why are they
for
exes?
Yes,
you be like, the person that's going to be
like,
perfect.
Let me fucking.
Let
jump on my fucking I'm experimenting with okay this didn't work I'm not gonna do this look here's what I'm not doing I'm not lining up the same exact person over and over and over again and dive
Learning.
Bombing each one
clearly that
I'm
wasn't
going
good
all
enough.
Over the fucking spectrum
you really do
just because someone's sexy though doesn't mean that it had a winning personality too you know what I mean you're like you could be like listen I think you're super sexy in your own way like You out? No,
I've caught myself
people.
A couple times in the last month.
Everyone thinks
specifically
it's on looks.
Some. So there's some people out here too, incredibly attractive.
Yeah,
I've known him for a long time, and I had to like smack my hand and remind myself, God, they're so boring and have no personality. Yep. Like, yes, you see and you go, oh man, there could be you grotesquely dislike that person because they suck.
Correct.
And while, here's like a good dude question too, like. You can have a night with that, right? Like, you can you at this point?
Oh,
you
you're
are
saying
getting,
can you turn?
You're getting
turn
older.
Off the
you're definitely not like old, but you're getting older. Mature. Sorry, more mature in your choices and how you look at relationships.
Wiser.
So, if someone is that annoying and dumb, can you turn it off for at least a night? Or do
it depends
are you just
what I would
like,
have to do. Like, I'm not. I don't. I won't
at this
put,
stage,
I won't put my like just having a having a good evening with everybody, especially like this week.
Yeah,
everybody's here.
Yeah,
you're excited to see everybody. I'm not going to let somebody ruin that over
just
because
they're
to bed
fucking
with
hot.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah. So no, I don't.
So if you knew they were cool though,
yes, cool.
So
absolutely.
If you knew they were cool, but even though you just thought they were boring, but they were good in bed, would you still do it?
I mean, I don't know if I know. Any cool
anyone like that?
And boring, but
oh,
good in
really?
Bed.
Like
so, it sounds like a little bit of a.
You
yeah,
think?
Yeah, you can't
moron,
have both.
Yeah.
You have to say
you're
they're
okay,
good in bed
okay,
and boring.
So
and
what?
Shitty,
okay, fine. Wait a minute. So chill. Like they could fuck you and be fine, but they're just kind of a boring personality.
Yes,
oh, I think
I've,
you can
I've
handle that. He can handle
that's
that.
What I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That just
yeah.
stay quiet. There's
yeah,
a few
yeah.
that have just
that are quiet.
Just
like,
don't speak. Oh, there's it's a sex doll.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, is she with you? She hasn't said one fucking thing.
That's
to me.
What I meant.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
but
he could
I prefer,
do that.
I prefer. I don't know. This is the longest I've ever been single.
What?
Yeah.
How long
yeah.
have you been single?
Since August.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a
I
serial dater?
I'm a ramper.
What does that mean?
I always have my exit. So like
oh,
when I get out,
yeah.
You have someone on the way out.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. It lightens the blow, you know.
I love it.
I don't like being sad for a long time, so you know you got to distract yourself with something else.
So just what's the segment that
rebound
we should recur with you? I think it should be.
I mean, it's just updates on.
First of all, updates
happening.
On your date dates and
wait, I want to know
people that were ruining. Dates for you would
yeah.
be a great
that's
because we're
that's
going
a good one.
To
that's a
but
good
I will
one.
Say
no,
we didn't we don't say anything
no that was funny
bad about
yeah.
you
no
like
we
it
just
was just
talk about
yeah
you.
How did we ruin this date
so I guess like she searched whatever I mean I can't remember what's on my profile there that led her to episode one of Broettes
mm-hmm. okay
and then she was like wait so am I just going to be this joke for these girls because they joke about
oh,
everybody
no.
being with you or something like that? I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, I don't
no,
know. I haven't
no,
listened
no,
to
no,
this.
No, no, no.
I'm
it
like,
was our opening line. It was one
yeah.
of the jokes. It's a joke, people. It's
we just
joke.
Said we were the only girls on the network that haven't
slept
with
Jared
you.
Taylor.
That's very
yet.
True, though.
Yeah. It's funny. Funny.
That's probably where she was like, do you have some kind of sexual tension
yeah.
with him?
Well,
are you
yeah,
like
she
with
asked,
them?
She goes, oh does God. One of those hosts like really like you? I'm like, what
you'll
fucking
never
did
know.
You listen to?
You'll never know. Well, apparently Jesse does. I'm
oh,
like,
oh please.
Hey, yeah, you can't rule yourself out.
Yeah. Calm down. You're playing it cool. You're playing it cool and boring. Whatever that is.
That's my jam. That's my jam.
You're playing it real cool.
Hold on, let
but
me ask you
I
this. I want to ask him one question.
Okay,
now.
One more question.
What was the most pettiest thing you've ever broke up with someone for?
Petty.
Petty.
I don't do petty.
You don't
things.
Do petty?
No, they are strictly principle items. Like,
really?
Like if you do something
these
to me
five
that
things,
I would
like...
never do to you, I'm done. I'm gone.
So it's like, never because she had a weird shaped nipple
no,
or
no,
she
no,
had like chin
no.
hairs
like that,
or a weird shaped vagina, smelly no. vagina.
I wouldn't date that.
Oh, okay. Well, what if it, you know.
Pressure wash that thing.
Like, what if they had really long toenails?
Never had that. I've never
I don't
had,
know. I'm just thinking of
I've
things
I've never
like,
had any weird shit like
certain
that.
Certain things like, that, like, weird guys would be like, you know what? I had to break up with her because she had
I
a really long pinky toe.
The one thing I know and I notice is jiving with the group. So if he... If the girl messes with
a contention point or a point of friction, you go away. I mean,
sure,
that's it.
I rise that above. I'm not that person that
and
like.
He's pretty
I'm not
good
the one
about
that leaves
yeah.
the group that is
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh guys, I can't hang out with you anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not Prince Harry.
And whenever he does start to do that, yeah, exactly.
Oh my
we
God.
Don't let him
I'm
out.
Not,
of, we
I'm
don't
not
let him out of the castle.
Pussy whipped on Megan. That's like. Yeah. Sorry, guys, I'm out of the family.
Yeah. We got to do our own thing
yeah.
now.
Megan doesn't like you anymore.
Right.
Megan.
Yeah. You are pretty good about that.
Yeah.
You're pretty
I
good.
Don't
you
put
won't
them
ever
above,
be like, guys, you don't understand.
I don't put them above
yeah,
us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've never
well,
done that.
No.
I've never been like, no, she's different. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you yeah. like your life, and you like the people in your life. So why
but
don't
I
you
also
change
think that?
That
I have something so unique to offer somebody.
Yeah.
All you have to do is roll in, and if you think about it, you get to come in and have all the benefits of a fun relationship with none of the expectations of things that you, a lot of women may not want. If you don't want kids, you don't want that wife responsibility. I've got a wife upstairs that takes care of the house, makes sure the house is clean, the laundry's done, everything like that. You get to be the one that shows up, has fun, goes on, goes crazy places, meets weird people.
How is there not fucking... like a line of women? Just, you know what I mean?
Well,
just like
fucking wait. Because girls like, get too caught up in the
in the drama and the bullshit.
They either want
feel
it
like
or it's
we
like,
should interview them.
I think
for
you should.
You.
I think you should. Like, I think I should send them to you.
If you send them to the show, we'll at least do.
But I mean, a very depressing thing is I have since this single bout, I haven't got the bite yet.
What do you mean?
Like yeah. you know, like, that fucking that feeling, that bite where you're like, oh, I really like this one.
Oh,
yeah. Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know that one song a year that you hear that first time like, and you're like, I'm going to play this a million times. Like,
this is my jam.
This is it. It's clicking. Yes. Like, I haven't got that yet, so I'm
It'll
still
happen.
Looking. I mean, I'm not looking.
That's what I'm saying. People always say, like, it happens when you're least expecting it.
They
so
do
just
give
keep,
me shit.
Yeah,
I got chewed out recently by somebody that I thought was pretty cute, good career, lived in a cool spot, like, you know, met all the things, was very funny online. And then just fucking hauled off on me about, I heard you talk to so many people. I'm like... Well, I mean, you and I have maybe shared like a few sentences before.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't
but
know
when
I
they
owed
get that,
you anything.
When they get that possessive thing really quickly,
yeah,
that was
a
huge.
Yeah, and that's
turn
what, that's
off,
what
right?
I know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You but did also something- too, I have this like. This thing in me, like, wait, you got mad at me. Like, that's not allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's mad at me. Not even the girls that, you know, have ended relationships.
Yeah,
they're not mad at me. Why are you mad at me?
You're friends with all
of
them.
Now I keep seeing her on Instagram. I'm like, I'm going to message her and tell her she needs to say sorry because this is mean.
Man, I
this
deserve
is mean.
You did something really funny on page 11. They were like, post a picture of your
cute
significant other.
Photos. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, show off your significant other, and Jared posted like
11 photos of different women.
Oh my god,
randos that he was like totally with.
Wait,
like
they were random?
Yeah.
Like you didn't know them?
Oh no, I knew
but
all of them.
Like
yeah.
they were together. They probably spent a night together, kind of thing.
I had
dated
nice,
a little bit.
Like, oh, let's get our selfie.
And that perfectly summed up you,
like,
I think, right now.
Oh, dude, everybody was like, oh, fuck off.
Perfect. Perfect. Look at him. He looks like.
But I think before we go, I think it'll be interesting. I think the Broettes will like this only because on Drinking Bros, you are like crazy. You are Jared, all of this. But on Drinking Bros and on this show, you will, and with me and her, you'll very easily drop into like relationship conversation. You will pretty much talk. You have like
the Broettes
very,
love
very
wisdom.
Stringent.
Yeah. You have a lot of things. Yeah. You have a lot of things that you've learned through doing
this
things
is not,
right and
I'm,
wrong.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be Tucker Max. I'm not like, oh, man,
no.
I'm going to use my Instagram and everything that I have to just try and run through.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to run through people. I want somebody to post about me on their thing, like you do for your husband. I always see that. I'm like, I want this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww,
I don't.
Thing.
I want that. Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Now, if you find
generally
someone, though,
want that.
Are you going to, is it just them? Like, you only talk to them? You're only with them?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're not with anyone else?
Oh, yeah, I do that. I absolutely do that every time.
Okay.
I shut everything down.
Was it
if I get the bite and
yeah,
they
if he gets
and,
the bite
and they reciprocate, then yes, it's full.
He goes
shutdown.
All in.
Full shutdown. You're not talking to other girls. If girls hit you up, you're
because
like, hey, I'm with someone.
Oh,
now.
I tell them flat out, hey, same thing.
Yeah,
I'm moving forward with
someone.
I mean,
someone.
I did that when Alex and I got together. Like, fucking in 24 hours, sent out the fucking the letters.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
Hey guys,
shut
like
everything down
letter.
With everybody.
Yeah,
and said, hey,
that's smart though.
I'm moving
and
because
I do...
you can't keep up with it. Like,
no, I know.
If you're gonna try and really develop with somebody, you can't be 1 foot in.
No, I totally agree.
I think
agree.
That's a good piece of advice too. Is that you give every relationship a fair shake. When when girls say, oh, you're just gonna da da da, like I will give you a fair fucking shake.
So
I will go all in.
Fuck it up.
I will try it all
quickly.
Yeah,
like,
but now you already fucked up me even getting you into that
because
place.
You're Yeah,
you're
don't
not gonna
keep
be
repeating
one foot
that.
Out.
I've had a few like,
you
know,
trust
I could have dated professional athletes. I'm like, yeah.
I know
whatever.
That one.
No. This is
another one.
This is recent. This is very recent.
That one.
You know, I get asked out by pro baseball players and blah blah. I go, yeah, baseball's boring.
Oh yeah, you did. I remember that.
Whatever.
You're like, well, it is. Nobody likes baseball, so go have fun.
Yeah. I mean, oh, I like the Cardinals.
They're really
but
down.
It's
they're really down on the ratings, and people aren't going to baseball games anymore. So have fun with that. Yeah. Like even then, like fucking show me a fucking baseball player with a goddamn personality.
But what was the point of that though? Was that just to let them know?
I don't
like you're lucky to have me.
I think some girls try to flex on ego or whatever. Like I mean, obviously their outcome is like they're trying to get some sort of rise out of me. Hey, I turned this down for you.
For you,
I'm supposed to be like, oh my god, thank you, you're amazing.
Yeah,
no. You're a jackass because you just made... Imagine me saying that. Hey, I could be... Yeah, I'm at dinner with you and I go, hey, I could be dating Taylor Swift right now, but I'm dating you.
Yeah.
Like, how does that look? How does that look from a guy to a girl's
perspective? Exactly. That's a good thing. Like flipping all that
around. This dude is a piece of trash.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Like, but I've had girls do that. I've had more than five girls do that to me this year. Tell me who they could have dated.
I've never heard this. I must have been out of the dating game for so long now. I don't know if this is a thing, but that's like that's starting off.
And that's one of those
on the
that is
foot.
One of those
Why
things
would someone do
I
that?
Would never do to somebody.
And so
Why
there
would you
go
that?
Right yeah. there. But it's because they see these people on his Instagram. So, he doesn't take them off.
No.
He like has these people on there. Their insecurities.
Yeah, because I'm not
gonna.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go in and sanitize my life because
no, you would have
is,
no pictures. I mean, what the fuck?
It's like,
you can't take all the girls out. I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
I feel like we could talk about this forever.
Well, we could. I mean, it's Jared. We're gonna keep having him on. The girls. I mean, broettes know you. You're admin of the group.
It is, and that's another thing. It's like in this quest, it's so much easier. When I'm hanging out with somebody from this community, because there's so much I don't have to explain.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like, but what's Drinking Bros? But what's the groups? What's this? What's this?
Oh
it's
God.
Like,
explaining?
I'm so sick of like telling the story. Like I just,
how it
rather,
all started.
Yes.
It's really hard.
Oh, how'd you guys
explain?
Start? Like, I'm just so sick of telling this. It's like,
so you're saying you're looking for someone in the community. If it happens, they'll work.
Preferably military. Yeah. You know, I do a lot better with
will
people that have
us...
experienced sacrifice and death.
No, I agree. Well,
will you let us
too,
talk to him?
Is
Absolutely.
You get to bond with them
I
too
feel
over
like
that
I know
military
what
stuff.
You should have.
Yeah.
I
think you guys should look for it this week.
Cause I know, I mean, we do know you're, I know what would trigger you. I know what you.
She's embedded in the giant harem. She probably could. She probably has a couple.
Yeah,
in
we
mind.
Both. I think combined, our forces
world.
Combined. Yeah. yeah,
you know, all day
I
long.
Think we can find you.
I think we do operation. You know, I need somebody by
my
birthday, March 18th.
By your birthday, oh my
March 18th, we
and
do
they
a party
meet everybody.
In Wilmington.
Yes,
you two choose the winner.
Oh my gosh, can we do this?
Yes,
we got this.
We're going to have to post about this.
March 18th.
March 18th.
The
so
search
tryouts.
For 2020's
when
fucking
you,
real girlfriend.
When you find someone, because we don't know what you're physically, you have to be first physically attracted, then you talk to him, you send him to us for the final interview.
No, you guys are also on the hunt too. You're
oh,
submitting.
Okay.
That's. I think it should be, I
oh,
think
okay.
I should put this
yeah,
all
yeah.
on the broettes.
Okay, perfect.
Like,
okay. Perfect.
You guys will present to me
work cut out for us.
The winner that you've chosen.
And it's just going to be someone we want to hang out with.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
yeah.
Oh,
but
thanks.
But that's
they
the
hang
thing.
Out with us
but
the
listen,
whole time.
If they do like hanging out with us, they like hanging out with the rest of the
group. That means
like
I get to hang out with Ross and Dan and act like fools.
Yes.
Then we all go to our respective bedrooms and have fun.
And have fun.
Okay, so remember the night we all went out with the husbands and everything? We need a girl who's going to be able to do that.
Yeah, because
with
Jared
all of
needs
us.
To be out there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired of, you know, I hate having,
a,
I
so
hate,
much fun that
I
night.
I hate dragging somebody new in, too, because you're always that, it's like, because everybody's got to kind of tone it back.
No, I know.
Like, we need to seal the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. And I think that's
I like
a
this.
Good amount of time. You can get all your wiggles out.
I don't have any more
wiggles.
I don't.
You've gotten
don't
many
need,
wiggles
yeah,
out, friend.
I've gotten plenty of wiggles. Like,
we can
I've,
sit still for a second.
Now
I
just need someone to pass the fucking gauntlet.
Yeah.
Like,
I like this. Okay, we
do
got
you have,
we're doing this.
Do you have a drinking broette? Just someone in, like a woman in your life? Girl, mom, ex-wife?
No.
Someone.
I'll
that you can nominate?
Well, I mean, we already talked about Caitlin, so
yeah.
She's
we all know that
she got her shake.
Well, she's gotten her fair shake. I
got,
talked to her before we did the show. So
Jenny Campy.
Okay,
you guys know her.
I think so.
She got ditched like a drinking bro from Singles had her buy a ticket to go to Salt Lake. Bro. And then ghosted her.
What?
So I ended up extending and stayed through the weekend.
Hung out with her?
Yeah, yeah. It was really fun.
All right.
Yeah.
And she's in the community?
Yes, yes. She's
all
been
right.
very active amongst them. Very, yeah. very
Sorry,
fun.
Girl.
Yeah.
That shit
so
sucks.
Awesome,
but
awesome chick.
Jared yeah. is here Don't, for you.
I know.
He'll always
Jared.
Pick up the slack.
I'm not
complaining. But also, too, like, I mean, I'm partially responsible for Drinking Bros, so it's like... Yeah, that was a shitty thing to happen.
Oh, yeah, so you're kind of representing, like,
yeah,
hey, we're
so
not
making
that.
Sure.
I like it.
She needed, yeah.
Making so sure you don't continue on the bad name.
Are we going to
yeah.
drink tonight, or are you busy? What's up?
Oh, I'm done at 7.
You're done at 7?
Yeah.
All right, let's hang out later and get
All
drunk.
Right, you tell us where. That's where we'll start.
Yeah.
We'll start the
scoping.
We'll start searching.
Okay.
All right, bitch.
See you guys later.
Bye. Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting. Your next move on, every girl I'm moving on. Yeah, don't you better things to do? Yeah, go buy some fucking shoes.